I'm Nicholas London.
And I'm Chris Watson, and you're listening to QP Talk in the Maritime.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of QP Talk in the Maritimes. I am Nick, and I know you all saw my hands going and you saw our mouths moving, but hey, we just wanted to give you a little surprise, you know, let you know we were here, but we just thought maybe the mute button was turned off, but it wasn't. But that's okay, because we're still here, we're live. I'm in St. John, New Brunswick, where it's beautiful. Chris, I can't find you anywhere. I've been looking all over the city.
Well, you're going to have to look a little harder, because I am up in beautiful Cowtown, Sussex, New Brunswick.
You know what, man? I got a pumped-up show tonight. I'm excited. We got some great stuff to cover. We're on the heels of the New Brunswick budget that was last week. Of course, big news on, I believe it was Friday, that came out about Bill 17. We're going to cover that. We got so much stuff to go through. But right out of the chute, man, what are you doing in Sussex?
So I am up in Sussex right now because, as a vice president on QP1253 Executive Council, I service six different locals, and one of the things that I have the ability to do is come up and be with that local and answer any questions they might have for 1253. Sometimes it doesn't always work out schedule-wise for people's meetings. But thankfully tonight, for this local up in here, I'll give a shout out, QP Local 1095, bus drivers, trades and maintenance repair workers and trades workers up here. You know, I just attended their local meeting, and awesome. It was an awesome job.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear it. I know you you started off in St. John, you were in Moncton, you're finishing up in Sussex, and then here's just a little behind the curtain for everyone. You still got to drive back to St. John. So I'm going to tell you, you're a busy cat, and this show just wouldn't be the same unless you were here with me. So thank you, for real, for taking the time tonight.
Always have time for the members.
Oh, I love it. Lots to cover. You know, right away, I want to do my QP National, my little report I like to do, what's happening. We love the Maritimes. This is QP talking the Maritimes. But what would it be if we didn't cover, I'm going to call it QP coast to coast, here in the beautiful country of Canada. And, of course, we're going to go all the way to the other side, in Alberta, where they held their convention. Of course, Mark Hancock was present for that. It was an excellent convention from what I'm reading. Just want to share a quote that he had said, which was, Premier Smith must have missed the memo about what happens when you pick a fight with QP. I just love that quote. Chris, how great must it be, you know, to be able to attend these conventions all over the country?
When you hear that quote coming from Mark, I can kind of hear it in my mind. I've been at conventions and I've been at lots of things where Mark has spoke, and he's absolutely right. You know, he must not have got the memo, because, you know, it's QP's one of the largest public sector unions in Canada. So, you know, when you hear that, you just feel that empowerment coming right through those words. And it's awesome. I love it.
It really is. And of course, now we're going to fly a few hours to Montreal, where 20,000 protesters against the PL69 were on the streets of Montreal. And a great quote again, solidarity is essential. So, Chris, we're going from Western Canada over to here. What do you think about solidarity is essential?
I don't know how it couldn't be anything else, because without solidarity, that's it. At the end of the day, as unionists, that's what we, you know, solidarity is our greatest strength. So when I hear that's the first thing that comes to mind.
I think this one's going to hit you right where you're just going to feel good. And I don't want to bomb the name, so please, nobody take this as disrespect, but Sylvain Lemay, a co-chair of CUPE's National Committee for Persons with Disabilities, is receiving the King Charles III Coronation Medal. Chris, tell me that's not an honor.
You know, that's a huge honor. Anytime that any of our CUPE family have the ability to be recognized for their efforts, for whatever it is that they're being recognized for, obviously we know that that the person is a member of the National Persons with Disabilities Committee. But, you know, just being recognized like that, it's something that we should celebrate not only over in their local and their regions, but, you know, here at CUPE in the Maritimes, we celebrate everybody's successes like that. So so hats off to them, and congratulations.
Yes, congratulations and solidarity, my friends, all the way across this great country. Literally just gave myself goosebumps saying that. So solidarity. And, you know, no matter where you're at in this great country, I can guarantee you we're standing with you, and we want what's best for the members across CUPE. Chris, let's get into, we got to give a couple quick shout-outs. It wouldn't be right if we didn't. I got a great call today from Huey and Robin. They know who they are, and I know you know who they are, and they wanted to talk to me a little bit about Bill 17, and then they had said about they enjoyed the show, and they watched, and I said, listen, I'm going to give you a shout-out. So, Robin, Huey, thank you for watching the show. We appreciate you. And, again, we stand with you guys in solidarity. Chris, you must have a story or two about our little friend, Huey. See what I did there?
Yeah, I will. So, actually, it was funny that you had mentioned his name. Again, it's always great when we get feedback on the show. And that's really kind of the reason why we're bringing it up real quick. Just getting that feedback. But I was actually at Costco on the weekend, and I saw somebody helping someone with a flat tire, changing it, and I thought I'd go over and offer my assistance. But who was it? Huey that you're talking about was there helping this woman, and he yells out, hey, I got it, don't worry about it. And I looked, and I couldn't believe that it was him. I was happy to see him. But, you know, hats off to him for coming through for that person and being heroic that day, and just being there to help people. That's what it's about, right? Just being kind. Be a good human.
That's right. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. And as far as Robin goes, I mean, she's just wonderful. All around wonderful. Very, very happy that I had met her when I did. And I am able to continue that friendship to this very day with her and Huey. So, last Friday, the cat's out of the bag. You were there for the first reading, Bill 17, Chris. What can you tell us about it? Where are we headed? And who does this affect?
Oh, I hear that and I just kind of go,
ah.
Yeah. Having sat in that legislature for an entire week back in December when this whole thing came about, it's nice to be able to sit there and to hear it being taken away. So like Nick said, we sat there on Friday and we heard the first reading go through. As we know with anything in legislation, it has to have three readings. First reading was last Friday, and as far as second reading actually was today. So yes, we got one more reading to go, and then it's gone. And I tell you, you know, sitting there last Friday, this is just me, but it was kind of nice sitting there looking at one end of the floor and looking at the other end of the floor and seeing that there's a major shift in power. And it's nice to see a government that's willing to take things to the negotiating table instead of legislating them through.
It really is, and I actually read some of Sandy's comments earlier on social media about it from today, and her feelings toward the whole government, and You know, I don't want to get into it only because I didn't have a chance to read it all. And I don't want to just bring half of what I read. But I saw that part and I just thought, like, she's so right. Because, you know, this government is working with the labor movement, working with us. And it's nice to not have someone that is continuously trying to work against us and bring us down. So far, so good. Chris, at the end of the day, what does this victory mean for us, for QP here in New Brunswick? How big of a win is this?
It's a really big win because, you know, one of the things, we were very strategic. We acted fast. You know, our QP National, they put the resources to us. They helped us out because if we didn't act, this bill would have went through. So, you know, by reaching out to the MLAs during the readings, by, you know, delaying everything, by taking the amount of time to speak on the bill each time, you know, there's just been so much work and resources and money. The Higgs government put more money into fighting us on this bill than they could have been actually paying the workers a livable wage here in New Brunswick. So, you know, it's a big victory. One, taxpayers' money's not being wasted fighting us. And two, we can finally get back to the negotiating table and negotiate fairly. You know, when the government is forcing you basically into something where it's, you know, our pension within 12.5.3, I'll speak to 12.5.3. So our pension's in our contract. So when you got a government that's trying to swipe it, you know, away with a pen, try to force it instead of negotiating it like it's intended, then, you know, it takes away from the whole collective bargaining process and it's just bad faith bargaining. So now we can actually get back to engaging in meaningful negotiations. So this is a huge win for all three sectors, you know, and I'm happy with that part of government that this is actually going through. That was one of their commitments during their platform, and they're keeping the word on it. So
thank goodness, too. Thank goodness. Now, before we get into the main event, because we both know it's going to be a topic, we did have some plans that did not all work out because with everything going on with NBC and HU, they're, you know, it's not easy to have everyone just, hey, listen, I'll be there, I'll pick up the phone. It's not simple. It may look simple and it may sound simple, but it's not simple. So I want to talk a little bit about some sponsors. I want to, not what you're thinking. That is, we're saving that for the end. But I want to talk a little about the sponsors and social media and how people can find us. We're going to take a break after that. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk all about NBC and HU. So let's first start with Higgins, as I like to call it. The safety net for life's unexpected things. I know I totally bombed that, but it's okay.
Safety net. Your safety net for the unexpected.
Because we just, we added that into our thing that people can watch in a few minutes and see.
Yes.
But Higgins, what a great spot, man. Super good. Amazing. Bob Key, such a joy to work with and do business with. You know, you yourself have given me quite a few stories of your interactions with Bob over the years and, of course, how good Higgins has been to you. So, you know, what a great sponsor it is to have on this show. So proud to have them up on our main screen. And, Chris, I mean, a tree fell on your house.
You know what? Even, like, aside from the tree, I've been everywhere around here. Like, I've been all over New Brunswick. I've been all over Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia. And honestly, no matter where I am, Bob's there. He shows up and he's making donations and he's talking to members. Like, honest to God, and no matter where I am, Bob's there. And I just can't say enough about the organization, Higgins. They're just they go above and beyond for everyone, and I'm happy to be on board. I've been there since I've been 16 years old. I'm a lot older than that now, so 50, you know. Hey,
just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. If you guys want to check it out, I encourage you to go to qptalk.ca. The Higgins link is right there. Obviously, go to Google. You're going to find Higgins Insurance. They're absolutely tremendous. I couldn't recommend them enough. Definitely check them out. You'll be glad you did. And tell them we sent you. Absolutely tell them that you heard it here and you want to check it out. We 100, two thumbs up from me and Chris on that. So, Charred Oak Designs, our newest sponsor that we finished up that last week. We got another one coming that we're not going to talk about. Man, you talk about doing some great work. These guys do some great work. Or should I say, this guy does a great work, some great work. Chris, you're a big fan. I'm a big fan.
Absolutely. He's actually building some things right now for some upcoming QB conventions. I believe for the Nursing Home Council convention as some of the door prizes. So, yeah, a couple of donations being made to them. And one thing that we're excited about is, I don't know if I'd mentioned it on the last show or not, but we're going to be doing a like and share every month with Charred Oak Design. So watch out for that on our Facebook page and, yeah, get in on it, right? Who doesn't like a local gift for free for just simply liking, sharing, possibly commenting? So keep an eye out for that because, yeah, who doesn't like local made products? Well, again, Charred Oak Design.
Exactly. Let's take a quick break. We can show you guys how great this is. When we come back, it's all about NBC, NHU. Nick and Chris, this is QB Talking to Marathons. Guys, don't go anywhere.
Hey, Nick.
Hey,
what's going on?
Just ordered one of those elbows up Canada signs.
Don't even worry about it. Here, you can have mine.
Hey, you already got one.
I did.
Yeah. That's cool. Thanks.
I didn't get another one, though.
No, hey.
Thanks. There's a great local business right here in St. John, New Brunswick that I can get them at. Charred Oak Design. Find them on Facebook. Personalized gifts. They make just about anything.
Anything?
Absolutely. Send them an email, info@charredoak.ca, or you can give them a call, 506-343-0454. And remember, it's extremely important to support local businesses.
This is awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy.
Hey, Chris.
Nick, what's going on?
What's with the saw? I'm here to help remove the tree.
What tree?
The big tree that fell in the house.
That's the tree that I talked about on QP Talking the Maritimes?
Yeah, I called the boys, man. They're coming over to help me.
Oh,
we got you.
You have to call them and cancel that because I've already been taken care of. That was 8 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Higgins Insurance. They already took good care of me. 8 years ago.
That's because there's a safety net for the unexpected.
Absolutely. They're there for when accidents happen. Call 506-849-7800, Pettingill Road, Quispam Sys. Higgins Insurance, they got you covered.
And we are back right here on QB Talking to Maritimes. As you guys saw, a tree really did fall in Chris' house. That was not a made-up commercial. That was real. Just saying. Chris, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't bring up the fact that a certain QBPEI president by the name of Ashley Clark had sent you and I an invite to be guests at the QBPEI convention on May 22nd and 23rd. how cool is that? And before you answer that, Ashley, that was super, super awesome and really meant a lot to both Chris and I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, no, it does mean a lot. Unfortunately, as you know, Nick, we are not going to be able to attend. I have a convention going on right here in St. John for the Federation of Labor on the 25th and the 24th. I'm actually been invited to speak at a young workers conference here in the city as well. But, you know, having that invite and creating that opportunity for QP Talk in the Maritimes to broadcast from Prince Edward Island is tremendous. And, you know, just because we can't make it to the convention, I know you're taking a vacation, so a much needed vacation, I will add, and you know, you and your beautiful bride, and but you know, we're hoping that we can attend some other time on Prince Edward Island, because it's important for us to be there as well and connect with the members over in PEI, because you know, we are QP Talk in the Maritimes, not QP New Brunswick, so you know, shout out to our PEI comrades. Like, I can't wait to get over there and just connect with them.
It is the coolest thing when you get an offer to go somewhere like that and be able to go live and do your show, a show that we're so passionate about, and interview them and chat and mingle and that kind of stuff. That stuff's priceless. I mean, that is just, that hits you right in the heart, because you just, you don't just get that stuff, you earn it. And you earn it by hard work and a dedication to your craft. And, you know, we were both honored. Yes, I got married 5 years ago, a little inside secret. I've never had a honeymoon. So my wife and I are taking off to the Cayman Islands. It's going to be great. Hopefully she doesn't come back without me.
Maybe we can do a QP Talk from the Cayman Islands.
I mean, why not? That's enough. Smart enough. We're on the air. Gosh. Now, let's talk bird law. A little something, something going on right here in New Brunswick. The New Brunswick Council of Nursing Home Unions. This has been ongoing, and a little secret for everyone. We were going to have a very important person on this show tonight to talk with us, who literally has not stopped. This has been a day and night thing for her. Chris, as someone who has been in that, you know, right in the middle of all that going on, how much pressure is on that group, and what are they going through right now from your eyes? I'm not asking you to speak out of term or speak for them, but what is it that they would be going through in your eyes with all this?
Yeah, like you said, it's a lot of stress right now, I know for sure. They've been bargaining now multiple days. So they're going from, you know, in the morning, they're going well into the evening, you know, and when members have gone so long without contracts, there's always pressure, you know, to come back with a deal and to come back with a deal that everybody can live with. So I know that they've been having a bit of a struggle. So there's been a lot of asks online for, I know the executive on the QP New Brunswick board, every president and the 2745 executive board posted a video the other day, just, you know, showing solidarity and showing support for that group. There's been a lot of profile picture changes on Facebook to show support. So if anybody wants to do that, I'm sure you can find one on Facebook and show your support. I know there's different asks for the members. I think there was, everybody was asked to wear black on Friday. I know I had reached out to, when you had said about doing an interview, I had reached out to the provincial president, Sharon Teer, and was trying to line up an interview Sharon get back to me late last night, and this is from a message sent in the morning. She says, you know, I saw your message. I was trying to find time to respond, and I said, look, I get it. You know, she's really busy, and you know, at the end of the day, when you get to a certain point, your brain just needs to shut down, and you got to process everything that took place. So, you know, we were really trying to get her an interview done with her. Not saying it's not going to happen, because I know Sharon, and she'll make it happen. It's just, you know, when we can find the time to do it, because, you know, we want to respect them and their bargaining process. You know, we're here for them. So this is just another platform where if a group is in active negotiations and they want to put a message out to members and put a message out to government, anybody that's listening, you know, we're here for you. So reach out to us and let us help you. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're seeing those asks, you know, we put one out from the New Brunswick Fed even saying that, you know, we fully support nursing home workers and their fight for a fair collective agreement. So anybody that wants to do anything on social media, I know would help them tremendously.
And we here on QB Talk and the Maritime support them as well. And I know I switched my Facebook picture over. And, you know, we're talking over 4,000 members here. You know, 51 nursing homes. Probably more now. Who knows? The fact of the matter is this is affecting over 4,000 people. And I cannot just say, hey, I support you. When they say we need some help, man, I am there. I will come running. And the fact that Chris and I have this platform right here, you know, this is worth $1 million when you're able to reach people like this. And you can't, you know, yes, we're serious, but we bring a little comedy in with it because we want you to listen and enjoy it and you know, be educated. And that's what Chris and I are able to give you guys weekly on this show. And Chris, when there's over 4,000 members that are, they're worried. They want to get something done, and you really can't blame them, can you?
No, absolutely not. You know, we always strive to make gains in our collective agreements and things like that. And when your collective agreement's expired, that means that there's no economic wage increases. There's nothing happening. Everything's at a stat freeze. So, you know, you want to get those deals done as quick as possible so that your members can start to get those benefits of what you're able to obtain at the bargaining table. And the longer that process goes, the less time that they're going to, you know, the more time that they're going to go without those added benefits and added increases that they so desperately need. So it's very important. And that's why there's a lot of pressure you know, on the executive and everything at the table too. And that's why I know that they're working extremely hard, you know, to get this deal, to get them a tentative agreement that they can bring back. So, you know, my hat's off to them. Like you said, solidarity, whatever they need. If they're going to do an information picket, I don't care what it is. I'll be there. And I know you will as well, as long as, you know, and all the other members as well. So,
if I got a nursing home workers.